and welcome to this episode, this subscriber episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I am going to start off each subscriber episode by simply saying thank you. You don't know how much it means to me that you are choosing to pay to listen to me talk about self-improvement and ultimately support me and what I believe in purely from my own point of view. It really does mean a lot, and I'm going to start every episode by saying thank you for your continued support. Thank you for not only taking the time to listen to the podcast, but investing more in it and investing more in yourself as well. My only request or favor that I ask from you as a subscriber is just to let me know who you are. On Spotify, it doesn't tell me who's subscribed. It just tells me how many. So I would love for you to email me. My email's in the bio of the podcast. It's lawrence.selfimprove@gmail.com. Please write to me. Let me know who you are. Let me know your story. I never intend on this podcast becoming a big global thing. This is supposed to be for people that it really matters to. And that's why I have the time to reach out to people that it really does resonate with. So write to me, let me know who you are, and I'd love to form a connection with you through self-improvement. Through these subscriber episodes, I'm quite keen as well, you know, for your insight as well, is to give you a little update on my end. What am I up to? What am I doing? Any personal insights that provide a bit of context to the things I talk about as well. So at the moment, we're start of November. I'm currently drinking a hot coffee whilst I talk to you. I've spent yesterday creating quite a lot of content for the podcast and the email. And just generally, things are ticking over quite well. My health and fitness are okay. I'm cycling each day to and from work. I'm fitting in a run every now and then. I'm trying to aim to do a day or two of some light weights or body weight stuff as well. The cardio exercise, like the bike and running, is purely for my mental health. I'm doing the weights to try and build my metabolism a little bit as well. And I do play football, or if you're from other parts of the world, soccer. I'm playing that for fun as well, once a week as well. So quite a lot of health, fitness stuff going on. Nothing groundbreaking. It was me and my wife's 5-year wedding anniversary recently as well, which was really nice. So again, that relationship is something I'm really proud of as well. Apart from that, no other real updates from me in the self-improvement space. I think going into the end of the year, I am going to try and write a bit more. Going to try and create a new book. A little bit like a short one, like the Become Unstuck in 30 Days. And yeah, I'm going to try and create a little mini habit out of that, because before, with my previous one, I just did 20 minutes a day. And you're so productive when you sit down and just eliminate anything for 20 minutes. There. So 4 minutes in, a thank you and an update from me. Quite enjoy that. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you want to know anything else, or me to go a bit deeper into anything as well. So, this subscriber episode, I want to be thinking about our ideal day. I did an episode a wee while ago called Improve Your Day, and that was a little bit more around how we can build on things that we're maybe not having a good day, so what simple things can we do to improve it? This is more about you and your ideal day. Say someone comes up to you and says, look, here is a blank canvas for you to create your ideal day. This is the day that you're going to live for the rest of your life. And you've got to decide what you're going to do with those 24 hours. Another task, if this is maybe a little bit too condensed, is ideal week. That's quite useful as well. Splitting the week up can be good for balance as opposed to a day. But I'm going to focus on the day today. And some elements will be quite fixed, some elements will be quite flexible, because sometimes novelty is the thing that we need to keep ourselves motivated, to keep ourselves inspired as well. So we want to lay it out, we want to break it up. Now, as we grow and as we get experience, we start to understand what parts of the day work best for us. My current job, I start work at around 11 a.m. each day. Quite unorthodox as opposed to other jobs. Other jobs I've had, one of the first ones I had, I worked in a coffee shop and I was starting at like 6 a.m. each day. So I'd have to get up at like 5 in the middle of the night. Another job I had when I was lecturing was I had to be in work for 7 a.m. So again, but my commute was longer, so I was getting up around 5 as well. And other ones have been standard 8:30, 9 a.m., which is pretty common, probably about 80-90% of the world. And again, that was fine, but the difference in starting at 11 a.m. makes the world a difference to me. What's important to me is that I can take Henry, my dog, for a really good walk first thing in the morning, and I wouldn't change that. So I've learned through experience and alternative options that I like to start my day later. It obviously means I work later, but getting that as opposed to starting early and getting home and then having to take Henry for a walk when it's maybe busier or in the evening is totally different as well. So lay out different options that work for you. You might be in a 9-to-5 just now. You might be working from home. You might be in the office. You might be hybrid. Why don't you split those days up if you're hybrid into what does an ideal day look like when you're in the office? What does an ideal day look like when you're working from home? As I mentioned there, I like to think about the morning side of things and how I can fit in exercise or fitness or health. As you can tell, I've grown up with this my entire life. And it's not something I ever want to lose as well. It's part of my identity and things like that as well. So I like to go on a big walk in the morning. I also like to cycle to work. So by the time I get to work, I've already done two bits of exercise today that's good for my health, but also mentally it's good for clarity as well. With that peace of mind that I know that I'm looking after myself. So I guess my question would be, is there something that you can do for your health first thing in the morning, either before or on your way to work each day? When it comes to work hours, you'll find whatever suits you. Each day is different. Your demands will be different. But I think maybe on an ideal day, if you weren't working, or if you were, I always like to think in an ideal world, I would work maybe 3 to 4 hours, like contact time. And then the rest of the time I can choose as and how I work. So if you were to maybe only work 3 to 4 hours a day, contact-wise, what would you spend the rest of your time doing? Would you spend it writing? Would you spend it exercising? Would you spend it creating? Would you spend it reading? Would you spend it cooking or doing something arty? Would you join a club? Would you volunteer in the community? This leads me on to thinking of a couple of things, such as how do we spend our time each day? Do we batch it up into segments like bunches of hours or just tasks that we complete throughout the day as long as we get them done and we do them as we feel like? It also leads me on to belonging. We are not designed to be by ourselves for a long period of times. We're not designed to be hermits. We're designed to socialize in order to evolve. And we're designed to feel like we belong to something, a group of friends, a community, another person. So that is so important day in, day out to see if you can get. A lot of the time life can get a bit lonely, especially if you think of you get up, you go to work, you come home and you're by yourself and you repeat that day in, day out. That day in, day out would lead to misery. So how can you find a sense of belonging, even if it just starts with a bit each week and then feeds into each day? The last thing I want to touch on to add to our day is finding curiosity. Curiosity is something that should never leave us. We should never eliminate the feeling of us wanting to learn. We should always be striving to learn new things, expand our minds, expand our awareness when it comes to learning about life. We only have a finite amount of time. So why on earth would you spend it purely on escapism and distractions? Even like I was saying before with my writing, like 20 minutes a day can be so beneficial overall to my ideal day. And it's only 20 minutes. The rest of the time I can spend with distractions and having fun and messing about. But as long as I feed that curiosity each day, that is what makes it worth living each and every day. So I definitely recommend leaning into your intuition here. Do not force curiosity. Go down a rabbit hole. A meme I saw a few weeks ago was, you find out more the more you fuck about. So again, find something that interests you and fuck about with it. See what happens. See what you find out. Discover new things. It'll, again, make you feel alive to an extent. So those are my kind of batch or group or handful of things that I would want you to try for your ideal day. And if I'm thinking as an overall approach for using and utilizing all these things, experiment. Experiment with these things. Really trial and error. See what lands, see what doesn't land. There might be something that doesn't land right now that might land in a year. Something that just is you're not ready for, or it's not ready for you. Try things, see how it makes you feel. Is it good? Are you ready for it? Are you wanting more of it? My most common experience of this is trying different sports. So when I was at school, I tried everything. Some things were fine, some things I didn't like. And then even in my adult life, when you are maybe in your like early 20s, when work is everything, you feel everything else fall away. And in one of my jobs, I started to play badminton most days to try and revive that feeling. I went and did park runs, which if you don't know is a free 5 kilometer race every Saturday morning in a local park. So that like race element motivated me. And then when I moved cities, I went and joined a beach volleyball club. I'd never played beach volleyball before. And these things excite me. So I experimented with them, some things I liked, some things I didn't. And this is encapsulated in the importance of experimenting throughout your life. If you're listening to this in your early 20s, then you've got so much time ahead of you. But trust me, it goes quick. I'm turning 31 in a month and a half, 2 months. And I cannot recall the difference between now and like 22. So I hope you found that useful. That is the touching of the surface of the ideal day. I've recently created a workshop around enhancing self-belief, which is one of the episodes as well. I believe that's getting released on Thursday, the 11th of November as well. So this might be after it, might be before it. Please let me know what you think of that. After recording it, I felt like I could have done a little bit more detail around actionable things for self-belief, but it's not going to be my last workshop. So I am looking forward to creating more for you guys. So yeah, that's me today. Thank you for not only listening, but subscribing. Let me know who you are and write to me about your ideal day. I'd love to hear all of your ideas. All right, take care and see you guys soon.